And what about a whetstone that's fixed on a stand? And it has a handle.
Grinding stone.
What would you call it?
Grinding stone.
Grinding stone. Mm-hmm. Would you ever just call it a grindstone, or would you be more likely to say grinding stone?
Okay. You're going to sharpen your knives and pencils or knives things on it. As you say, it goes around. It's a wheel.
Okay. In the old times, we went places in buggies before the turn of the century. Now today, what do we use?
Automobile. Mm-hmm.
And what's another name?
Auto. Mm-hmm.
Or you drive a
car.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now say your car needs servicing, and they put it on a rack. What do they do when they're under there? It's the same thing you do to keep muffins from sticking in a pan.
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you'd had it done yesterday, what would you say? They?
I had the car serviced and greased yesterday.
They?
They greased the car yesterday.
Yesterday, uh-huh, okay. And the thing that you would use, what would you use then to put around the muffin tin so they wouldn't stick?
Grease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your hands would be then, what would your hands be after you'd done that?
Greasy.
Okay. And when you go into a gas station and you get gas, what do they always want to do? They want to check the...
The motor.
Mm-hmm.
Or check your oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you... have a name for what they used to burn in lamps?
Oh, that's kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you have a name for a makeshift lamp or torch that you make? You have a rag and you'd put it in a bottle and a can and you'd pour kerosene in it. Do you have a name for that? You'd light it. You ever heard of...
I know one, but I don't know whether.
What about a flambeau? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, flambeau.
But that's not really.
Torch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You'd more torch likely lamp. Call it a torch lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now what do we have? Toothpaste in? What kind of a container is it in?
Tube.
And you're going to put a boat in a river. What do you say you do when you, for the
launch
first...
Launch the boat.
Mm-hmm. Pardon one?
Launch.
Okay.
Float the boat.
Right, okay. And what's a small boat? Small wooden boat that it's either round or flat-bottomed. It has oars. What do you call that? And you work the oars.
Oh, small boat, bateau.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. That's one. Would you ever call it a rowboat too?
Yeah.
Do you distinguish between a rowboat and a bateau? I mean, or is the shape or size? Do you distinguish at all?
No, they would be about the same.
Okay. Okay, now just suppose somebody wants to know when you are going someplace. And I'd say, you know, when are you going? And you'd answer by saying,
I'm going tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Or
fine, okay. And suppose we were going together, you'd say, we?
We will go together.
Okay. And suppose you're going to say, talk about somebody else, you'd say, they
will go to, or they will.
When they are going, you might mention when they will.
They will go tomorrow.
Okay. And